Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The second leg of the Ohio Cup begins tonight with the Reds hosting the Guardians. Cleveland needs to take 2 out of 3 to reclaim the Cup. First pitch tonight is at 7:10. College football, it's the eve of the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Ohio State was named the preseason pick to win the Big Ten by USA Today, along with Jeremiah Smith being voted the preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Other college football news, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel was given $7.1 million as part of his separation agreement with the school. Manuel agreed to step down following investigations into the school's athletic department. And in Chapel Hill, North Carolina football GM Michael Lombardi was placed on administrative leave by the university today after an HR complaint was filed by a former UNC employee. This update sponsored by Vermeer Heartland. Vermeer Heartland opens in Columbus August 3rd. Get the Vermeer equipment you trust at genuine parts and expert service. Visit VermeerHL.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rocker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Well, there's that saying that all publicity is good publicity, and so, you know, you want to be in the news, you want to be talked about. I got to tell you, Austin Ward, though, with everything going on with college athletics and college football teams and programs, I'm kind of glad Ohio State is just kind of laying in the weeds right now. Not too much going on. Media Day is going to be hitting things off tomorrow. Yeah, we've got those stories. What's going on up there in Ann Arbor? What's going on there in Chapel Hill? We'll get to all of it right here on the Buckeye Show, sponsored by CareSource. He is Austin Ward. I'm Matt Fontana. Jacob Reimer alongside as well. Austin, a very happy Monday, man. I can only imagine even just colleagues of yours. I don't know if you have any colleagues that cover UNC football. I'm sure that's a trip right now, but... They're going through it. We'll get to the Ward Manuel stuff, which is just the story that won't go away. And, you know, we just get to sit here and talk about Ohio State hopefully having a great season and Jeremiah beating preseason player of the year. It's all good right now.
Yeah, it's been, now knock on wood, I'll knock on this desk.
Please,
right
no,
here.
I got some in my basement. I'm good. I got you.
Yeah, there we go. We're safe. You know, it's been, you know, 3 months since Ryan Day has had a press conference. There's not been any need for, you know, some of the off the field breakdowns and shenanigans. You can include, you mentioned North Carolina, obviously the Wolverines. Georgia had another, you know, handful of arrests as they always do this summer. You've got, you know, issues going on with multiple other programs and the SEC lobbing tampering accusations across at Lane Kiffin or from Ole Miss, and Clemson's getting involved. And fortunately, all of that across the sport is about to wind down. Once we get through this Media Days week, Ohio State will be on the practice field. Everybody will be on the practice field in the week and a half ahead. But for the Buckeyes, it was, you know, business as usual through the last couple months. And again, I say that, fingers crossed, knock on wood, and all those other things. I don't want to jinx it for anybody and talk about a no-hitter, but you just look at the way that this program has been built, the way that it is running, how smoothly and efficient it is. You can go a couple months and the worst scenario that has popped up is losing a recruitment that they really wanted to win. And in the grand scheme of things, that's about what you would want if you're Ryan Day. Not that you lose recruitment, but like if that's the one bit of adversity that's really been thrown your way, life is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, some of these other things and stories are brought on by themselves. Some of them just kind of pop up. And, you know, there is something to be said about that, Austin, for Ohio State. Like you said, it's just, I guess I would say relatively through the Ryan Day era, it's been pretty quiet. It is a lot about football. It's a lot about, like you said, the actual recruiting process and games. And there's just not too many high-level programs, I think, that can say that, especially to the level of Ohio State, that has the level of competition that they have and the level that they play to, and then the level of off the field just really not being an issue, you know?
And I think people will sometimes say, you know, all the time, and they'll react, oh, there's too much talk about the brotherhood, or, you know, the Austin and Berm show, they talk too much about how great the people are in the Woody, from the coaches on through the roster. Well, I mean, get used to hearing it more moving forward, because that's part of it. The leadership that Ohio State has in that football program, the support that they're getting from across the university and the athletic department, and there are certainly folks that want to be critical of Ross Bjork. I think he's done a pretty phenomenal job and given the Buckeyes every resource possible. And then you look at the way that Ryan Day and Mark Pantone and Mickey Marotti and what they do with those resources that they're allotted, they're getting more out of it. Now, they're not cutting corners. They're not clipping coupons to do this. Right. There's still a lot of money at play, which I think can sometimes be easy to forget when they do, you know, lose a recruitment like last week with David Gabriel George. But it also feeds right back into Ohio State does its due diligence and who actually does fit in with that culture and who buys into the brotherhood, who's going to stay on a track that you don't have many, if any, scenarios that pop up that are going to give the program a black eye. And I think that the way that they have, you know, built this out and thought everything through, certainly the proof is in the pudding when it comes to the results. They're the most consistent program across college football, consistent winner across decades, and it's certainly proving itself out right now. But they're about to get to talk about all that and so much more. They'll be on the microphone on Wednesday. Looking forward to getting over to Chicago for that and a lot to actually talk about football again, because we never stop, Matt. The breakdowns are always going on, but you know, sometimes they make us work to find some things to talk about because they have been running such an efficient operation.
They have, and it is going to be exciting this week. Like Austin said, the media days, they start tomorrow. They'll run Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Big day on Wednesday coming up for Ohio State, and we'll definitely get into that. Certainly, Jeremiah with some love there. We expect Ohio State to be pretty high in the preseason rankings, and I think that kind of even lends back to the conversation we're having too, Austin, of they don't need to chase it. You know, some of these other schools, which we don't know what's going on with Mike Lombardi. It was reported in HR violation, or somebody made a comment, but now they're getting investigated by the NCAA for potential rules violations, maybe NIL type stuff. And that's where
it's also really hard to get investigated by the CSC or NCAA at this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And somebody has to be telling on you.
Right. Exactly. Somebody had to leak stuff. And especially what? A week before camp starts?
Right.
Like, that's pretty interesting timing on this whole situation down there with North Carolina. So that's why I feel pretty open to say I'll take a shot at Bill Belichick and Mike Lombardi and everything going on there to say this. What are they trying to do? They're trying to turn that program around. Now, Mac Brown had that program in a fine spot, right? They were turning out some good players. They had some decent success. But what was Lombardi's famous line that now he looks like a jackass about, where he goes, well, you know, we're like the 33rd NFL team. Like, okay.
Sure.
Sure, buddy. Yeah, go ahead. What now? Right. They're doing things that they're not supposed to be doing because they probably feel pressure. They feel like
they were embarrassed last year.
Yeah. We need to cut a corner here. We got to start doing the nefarious stuff because we got to expedite this thing. And they're trying to get it turned. Ohio State, they've never had a downturn, you know, or at least in the last, 15 years, probably. It's been that long. They don't feel like they need to chase after either recruits or NIL or transfer or cut corners or do. They have been so dominant in the way that they do things by doing it that I just think it's so impressive. They don't need to steal signs.
No.
In Michigan. You know, they don't need to do all this other stuff because they just got it down. It comes back to, like you said, Austin, which I think is a great point that you brought up. It comes back to the people that they bring in, you know, to the team, to the organization, if you will. It all speaks to their hard work.
And that's a collective effort. You know, if you didn't have, you know, the coaches that were, because if you're talking about a scenario and we're just comparing North Carolina to Ohio State right now, which is they don't even basically play the same sport at this point, which Reimer will say is maybe true.
Well, not football, Reimer.
For basketball as well, but leave him out of that.
From what I've been seeing over at the shot, like, I don't know what's going on with Michael
Gap
Malone
is closing,
right now.
Is it not?
There you go.
I don't know what's going on down there with Michael Malone. Who knows?
We know what's going on with Junie Mobley, and that's pretty darn good right now. So, you know, but all that's to say, if North Carolina is feeling that pressure, you know, and it sounds almost like ludicrous to think about it this way, because coaching at Ohio State, being the athletic director at Ohio State, being the quarterback at Ohio State, you know, being Jeremiah Smith, all of that comes with way more pressure, in my opinion, than you could ever put on anyone from the North Carolina football program. So you know, maybe there's an element where they feel that. And these two guys who were wildly successful, you know, Bill Belichick is going to be in the NFL Hall of Fame, deservedly so, one of the winningest coaches of all time. But then he goes 4-8, and all of the headlines are about, you know, his girlfriend, and they can't beat Power Four opponents at the end of the year. You know, even those guys, and I don't, we've also known that Bill Belichick is willing to cut corners, even at the NFL level. So. That's not like scandal has not followed him around the NFL and with the Patriots at the same time. But
did I ever tell you guys we watched them tape the Browns?
Oh, no.
I was in the, I'm not kidding, guys. So this is a quick story, right? I'm in the press box with Gerard Cherry, who's a former Patriots three-time Super Bowl winner under Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard's up here in Cleveland. I've known Gerard a long time, done plenty of shows with him. So Gerard and I are sitting there getting ready to go for the Browns game, and they were playing like the Jets. They were not playing the Patriots. And we looked over, and we saw somebody Gerard knew from the Patriots organization who was there as the advanced scout. And we saw them setting up all these cameras. And we go, what are they doing? And somebody goes, oh, they're filming like a documentary about what it's like to be a scout in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And we go, oh, that's interesting. Guys, 2 minutes later, we turn and we go, those cameras are pointed at the field. And then like months later, it comes out that they were doing that. And we go, oh, my God, we were watching them do that. It was pretty funny. So
that's wild.
So I literally, like you said, Austin, that's not something that's foreign to Bill Belichick. And we'll talk Lombardi and all that kind of stuff later, because social media was kind of a crazy place when it came to him today.
Yeah.
And people with no love lost for him. So we'll get to that coming up as well. But a big day starting tomorrow. We're Big Ten Media Days. I can't wait to discuss this with Austin. I want Austin to explain to everybody, what is the importance of Media Day? Why do, in this day and age, why do they still do it? The accolades, all that. Like you said, he will be there. We'll hear from Ohio State on Wednesday. So we'll dive into all that coming up. We've just started right here. It's the Buckeye Show, presented by Carisource.
Scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium, presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
And Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99. Five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99. Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99. And of course, feature-packed bestseller like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob.
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showers and storms are expected as we go through tonight, with a few storms producing some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. We'll see lows down into the upper 60s to lower 70s. Showers and storms will continue into early on Tuesday, but clear out as we head towards the morning hours and into the afternoon with more sunshine and highs into the mid-80s. And we are tracking more sunshine and drier conditions with highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, and then back to the mid-80s on Friday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Everyone descending on the Hilton, Chicago. 3 days. Big Ten Media Day. Austin Ward will be a part of it. We'll discuss it. It's The Buckeye Show. Right here on The Fan, presented by CareSource, Austin Ward, Matt Fontana, Jacob Reimer alongside. So, Austin, first off, explain to everybody why, even in today's day and age with, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff, why it's fun, and the Big Ten, which will, of course, have live television coverage every single day, which tells you another reason why they still do this, which is money, money, money. But just explain to everybody, like, what goes into Media Day, kind of you as a media member, what you like about it, kind of, you know, a little inside to for everybody what's going to be going on over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I actually, you may have the wrong guy on that one, Fontana, because I have been a proponent for several years of eliminating this version of Big Ten Media Days.
Really?
Now,
okay.
Well, it's not because I'm not ready for talking season, ready for practice, like ready for fresh content. I appreciate that very much. And Reimer, please do not count this as press box snob action, because I'm not complaining about Lollapalooza. Uh-oh. I am not complaining about the location. I'm not complaining about any of those things.
Not about the weather either, right?
The weather, I'm not concerned about any way, shape, or form. I am not Brim Cantori. But, Matt, when I think about this, like, in the last several years, as they moved it from Indy to Vegas and now to Chicago this year, it, because of the size and the scope of the Big Ten, it has become far less meaningful. And many other teams, the media members and the beat members that have covered, like, say, Oregon, for example, like 2 years ago, only one of them went to Indianapolis. Why fly across the country, you know, for a short interview with Dan Lanning and three players? To them, it didn't seem like it was worth it. And Oregon, to its credit, its communication staff recognized that fact. And they had, you know, a local on-campus opportunity with more than those three players and had, like, a team media availability. I think that that's the model that should be followed, and every team should have, like, if you are a national media reporter, and yes, it is easier to put it in one location. If you're Fox, CBS, NBC, and you mentioned BTN with wall-to-wall coverage, it is a television product. And those 15-minute press conferences with the coaches at the start, most media members don't want to use that to ask their questions, because they have 45 minutes later where it's not being immediately broadcast out to the rest of the world. Now, social media, everything moves faster. We know that. You're not going to be able to stop all that. But there's always, you know, some frustration in the room that's basically a made-for-television event, even though they will also have the coaches on their stage. All this has been several minutes of complaining, and I understand why it exists. So I don't mean to come off it as a curmudgeon and yelling at these rain clouds that are rolling in that has Berm so worried about our travel over there. But, you know, I think if you said you wanted to go see multiple teams, all right, just stagger them out and have Ohio State with a full team media day, or the two deep media day, where all the coaches available on July 21st. All those other networks also have the ability to go around. The Big Ten has had their bus tour for several years. They're already going to do that in August and pop into every team's training camp and interview players and do all that throughout the month of training camp building up to the first game. So it does exist. It has a purpose. You've seen a lot of news come out of it because there's, you go several months without, you know, access to these head coaches, without being able to talk to the stars of the sport. You had other conferences of the previous couple of weeks. But really what this is done for is to get the national media a chance to, you know, sit down with Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sayin, Jalen McClain, and Ryan Day for interviews that they will use, you know, really throughout the duration of the year. Anytime you see one of those three players or any player in the Big Ten wearing a suit and tie on game day or Big Noon kickoff later in the year, those interviews happened at the Hilton Chicago in late July. So it does make it easier. It makes it easier for the players that, you know, for Jeremiah Smith, I think he much prefers this opportunity where rather than Ohio State fielding 200 requests for interviews, you show up in Chicago, you'll see Jeremiah, you'll have a chance to ask him a question in some form or fashion, and you move on. From that perspective, it is good. But I would say the value for, you know, the Columbus market for day-to-day Ohio State beat coverage, it's a little bit more of a hassle because we would rather talk to, I shouldn't even say it from, I don't mean it in that way. We would prefer if the option is three players and Ryan Day for an hour or an hour and a half in Chicago, or 20 players and the entire staff for 2 hours in the Woody on the same Wednesday. There's no question which one we would prefer. So, and anymore, in my role, it doesn't do me any good to go write or talk or produce podcasts with other programs because, you know, if someone wants access or information about Oregon or USC or UCLA, there are beat reporters and podcasters and radio shows that cover them all year round. I can't even, I wouldn't even begin to be able to provide that in a 10-minute conversation with these players elsewhere. So, you know, I know that you weren't anticipating that being the direction I'd go here, but it is a national thing more than local, but also the Ohio State beat is the biggest in college sports, and wherever they go, we will follow them, just like we did last year to Las Vegas.
It is funny how you mentioned it, because I was like, oh yeah, Lollapalooza, I'll look it up. I know three bands. That's
I've
like I know Lord, I know Charlie XCX and the Smashing Pumpkins. I don't even know who is Jenny, who is headlining Saturday.
Don't Reimer?
I have no
Reimer,
idea.
You're the young man.
I have no idea. There's no Sabrina Carpenter there this year.
That was last year.
You can see the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra on Saturday.
But that's also what I mean about I've said this before.
It starts Thursday too, right? Like, so that's what you're saying. Like, everybody's gonna be trying to get out of there on Thursday for media days, and then I know it's in Grant Park too, but it's still, you know.
This is the second time that, because the Big Ten did run into, they liked this date. They used to have a 5K and a kickoff luncheon that was all part of this event. The first, I want to say maybe 10 or 11 years that I was covering the Big Ten, and it was always downtown. It was at the, you know, Chicago Marriott. They did do it in this Hilton once or twice, which is a little bit further out and less impacted by the traffic. But this is not the first time that it has overlapped with Lollapalooza, which becomes, you know, an even bigger headache for moving around. And, you know, the players and coaches, I was talking with Zach Bourne about this the other day. He represented Ohio State at Big Ten Media Days when it was in Chicago at that Marriott in 2012. And he's like, well, it was great. You were right downtown and go do events. And we went to a nice dinner. I believe it was, you know, him and John Simon and Etienne Sabino. And it's like, you know, it was a cool opportunity for all of them. And I was like, yeah, it is. But now these guys always have opportunities like that available to them. It's a bit more inconvenient. And also there's really, it's going to be almost impossible on Wednesday when the Buckeyes are there to go, you know, get an Uber or move around. A lot of those roads are going to be closed. And it's been a frustration of mine. And I know that that is a press box snob accusation and criticism, but the Big Ten, I think, has an overall PR issue that starts with Tony Petitti, and he speaks tomorrow, and this might well be the only actual press conference that he does all year, just like it was last year. And when you're at the center point of this discussion about changes to the rules, changes to NIL, expansion of the college football playoff, and Tony Petitti is heavily involved in all those things, including, you know, the SEC talking about the breakout and breakaway leagues and all those things last week. Like Greg Sankey routinely, for whatever the Big Ten is doing right now to dominate the SEC on the field, off it, the SEC routinely wins the public relations battle. And it's also why people still listen to the arguments that the strength of schedule down there is the best and it's still the greatest league and most important league in all of college sports, when the actual product on the field doesn't back that up either financially or competitively. But they understand how to weaponize their words and their availability and their media days in a way that the Big Ten has never really fully grasped. And I don't know if that will change this week. I hope it does. You know, there's not a podcast, there's not a newspaper reporter, there's not a microphone that Greg Sankey will not talk into to the benefit of his league. Quite frankly, that is not what Tony Petitti has ever done. And Kevin Warren wasn't great at that either, but he was, I would say, slightly better at it than Tony Petitti has been. But it didn't matter as much to Kevin Warren during that era, because while there were changes going on, the Big Ten wasn't necessarily on an island trying to push for a grand idea like expanding the playoff to 24. So if you don't go sell that in public and repeatedly and regularly to convince people why it's a good idea, that's still, I think, why the overarching sentiment is this is a negative. We don't need 24 teams in the college football playoff. And Tony Petitti is just like, well, whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to sell it to you.
And it's funny because you mentioned how a lot of these clips, they might use them during the season. Like, I think there's also a big part of this, Austin, that you get 3 weeks out of this, because that's it. Yeah. Once the season starts, you're into weekly press conferences, and there's not so much of that clip. Like, Petitti is different because, like you said, you don't get to see him all that much, and whatever he says on those topics are going to get played at nauseam, or that's going to be the kind of news breaker right there. But for a lot of the other stuff, like whatever Ryan Day says, we're just going to talk to him again next week, or whatever Jeremiah has to say. I get that it's different because you get to see all the other coaches and get some sound clips from them. But it is just the start of training camp. That's the exciting thing for me, is that when media days are happening, that means football is right around the corner. And that's exactly where we're at. All right, Berm is going to join us coming up next. We know Ohio State missed out on a big recruit last week, but they got a recommitment, if you will, from another recruit. We'll discuss that all coming up. 2 minutes away, Berm joins us right here on the Buckeye Show.
It's been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
We got Matt Fontana, Austin Ward with you tonight. Reimer alongside. We bring in the great Jeremy Birmingham. Berm, of course, follow him on Twitter, at Berm, which I'm always so impressed that you got that handle, because it's not an easy one to get, I can only imagine. Berm, wanted to start with the Brady Edmonds kind of, I would say, saga, because he's been committed to Ohio State for, what, 2 years almost at this point. And then all of a sudden, earlier in the month, it's like, well, maybe I'm not so committed. UCLA jumps in. But was it late last week? He recommits. He says, I'm shutting down. I don't even know if I can call it recruitment, because he still was never decommitted from Ohio State. But he's in, and he's going to be joining the Ohio State program next year. Just your thoughts on, and again, I'm just going to say saga, Berm, because I can't really think of anything else to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where you don't really blame Brady Edmonds or his family for evaluating their options when it became public knowledge that Ohio State was evaluating theirs, and still out on the recruiting trail and talking and visiting with 2027 quarterbacks when they were on the evaluation tour in the spring, and they checked out a lot of different quarterbacks. But the fact is, none of those quarterbacks that they visited with ever visited Ohio State. Nobody else made an official visit to Ohio State other than Brady. And I think as long as that was the case, a lot of the discussion around his recruitment and potential intrigue with UCLA was always just going to be somewhat just air biscuits, because it was not something he ever wanted to do. It was just a matter of saying, hey, if Ohio State's going to look around, I need to make sure I have a backup plan for myself if it works out that way. And UCLA was aggressive on the NIL front. Ohio State has been pretty under the radar with that when it comes to Brady, because they know that he's a kid from with family roots deep in Northeast Ohio. He loves Ohio State. He's always wanted to be a Buckeye. And so everyone who's ever met Brady knows how much Ohio State means to him. And so it's nice that it worked out for him in this way. And now, it puts an opportunity for him to go out this season, his senior year at Huntington Beach High School, and play with a chip on his shoulder and show people that, hey, he's 6'5", 235 pounds, and maybe has the strongest arm in the entire country, that, he has elite traits, and he just needs to go out and prove it and make sure people don't doubt that.
Burnham, I realize this might be an impossible or extremely difficult question to answer, but, if Brady Edmonds is shutting this down on his behalf, does that mean that Ohio State actually is following suit as well? Because they, I think, would still very much like to evaluate, any passers that are out there in their senior year of college. I know that there's the possibility of the transfer portal later on, but that maybe doesn't impact Brady Edmonds as directly. But, there could also be coach firings and unexpected decommitments. Do you think, as it stands right now, that Ohio State is content with where they are at quarterback?
Ohio State did not become Ohio State by not continuing to evaluate. And they will do that this summer. They will do that this season. And Brady Edmonds will be one of those guys that continues to be evaluated. The Buckeyes saw some really positive steps out of him this summer when he was at camp in Columbus. They really, really liked the arm strength, the accuracy. There's a lot of things that people question about his game when it comes to mobility and that sort of stuff. But he was dinged up a lot during his junior year and didn't have an opportunity to really show off his athleticism. I think that's something they'd like to see him lean into this season. Beyond that, I think Ohio State will look at every quarterback in the country just as they always will and should. And that includes a transfer portal addition at some point. I would be shocked, especially if Julian Sain has the year that everyone thinks and ends up being an NFL early entrant. I would be shocked if Ohio State didn't at least entertain the idea of bringing in a major name at quarterback to compete with Sabian St. Clair next spring. So you're right, though, that doesn't directly impact Brady Edmonds as much as another 2027 quarterback would. So I think if he was found himself with another quarterback in the class of 2027, I think this conversation itself could be revisited by November.
Jeremy Birmingham joining us. Of course, Berm on Twitter, Austin Berm on the YouTube side of things, 97.1 The Fan on the YouTube page. Berm, Austin was basically just telling me how much he doesn't really like Big Ten Media Days for a lot of different reasons. Your thoughts on Big Ten Media Days and the fact you guys are going to be, he mentioned that you said like the weather might be harder to get out to Chicago. He's worried about Lollapalooza, which is going to be there that week. So do you have the same kind of issues with the Big Ten Media Days Austin does, or you're not so bad about it?
I mean, I think it's a little antiquated at this point. The league is so stretched from coast to coast. I just don't know that it's necessary to do it in this format. I understand the decision to get together and celebrate the league, but I think what it's turned into is really just a way for media partners to get their pregame videos and that kind of stuff that just seems unnecessary to me. I think we would be better off if we did larger team-specific media days, whether via Zoom or for the local media in person. I think you're better off. That's something Urban Meyer used to do, where you'd meet the whole team basically in August and spend an hour or two inside of the Woody and talk to whoever you want. I think that's a better system. But, the league is going to bring in a lot of money. They feel like this is still a good use of their time, and I won't begrudge them too much for that. If you want to celebrate the league, that there's no better conference in sports right now than the Big Ten, and they want to celebrate their wins. But I know Austin's correct, like it's just not something we need to do anymore.
Yep. How is the forecast looking, Berm? I know that you're
it's getting better.
It is.
I figure the first hour and a half will be a little rainy, but I think we're it looks like we might be able to avoid the vast majority of the red and purple cells on the radar, you know, which is the important thing.
So yesterday afternoon and this morning when you were up in arms that we were going to be driving through a tornado.
I am trying to prepare us for any eventuality. I don't know why it is so insulting to people that I watch the weather. It's literally all around us.
I think there's a difference between watching it and needlessly panicking over it.
I am pondering the possibilities. There's no panic. We have to do what we have to do.
Are you considering moving up your departure time?
Well, no, I have to. Okay. We can't leave until Austin's done with the show.
See, I don't think that's that bad. Then I'm kind of on Berm's side. Like, if he was sitting there going, "Okay, we need to leave early now, or we need to leave later," he's just
he would always find something in the forecast he didn't like.
Well, there is nothing like.
Would I rather have left 3 hours ago? Of course, but that's just the way. But had we done that, then we would have the storm sped up, so we would have run into it. So
it all works out. I hate driving in rain too, Berm. Like snow. We got to deal with it. We live in Ohio. It is what it is. Driving in the rain sucks. I hate it.
Well, it really just depends. I mean, I'm more worried about like the wind shear when it comes to being in the middle of Nowhereville, Indiana,
yeah,
when they're talking about having 70-mile-an-hour gusts and sporadic tornadoes. That's more what I'm concerned about than the rain. I mean, you know, if it rains, you can just stop for a minute. That's okay. But snow's worse. You have to drive and
Reimer,
deal with ice.
Reimer, are you hearing this? Yeah. Oh, I am, Austin.
That's.
I think we missed the golden opportunity of the equipment, which I know we have, Reimer, of Berm and Austin in the car for a special edition.
Oh, that'd be fantastic content.
It could have gotten on the road. They could have.
I don't think a lot of that stuff would be able to be aired.
It's barely outside of Columbus, and people just. It is rush hour in a way, but somebody cuts you off, and then you're just off there, and then into the rain. And I would have watched. I thought it would have been a great YouTube exclusive. But all that being said, Berm, I will say safe travels. Austin, I will say that to you when we wrap up. We'll go as quick as we can so you guys can get out there. Safe travels. We'll be following along over the next 3 days, media days. Appreciate it, Berm.
Appreciate it, guys. See you.
There he goes. Weatherman extraordinaire.
Berm Cantori.
So you really think he's like worried about this, or do you think?
Oh yeah,
really?
Okay. I mean, we don't need to belabor the point, and we certainly will not put all of our business out for public consumption. But
he's
sending out tweets or texts to me on the middle of a Sunday afternoon, looking at the forecast for tonight for a drive to Chicago. I didn't spend a single second worrying about it. Like, there could be an apocalypse coming. All right, well. We got to go for work. We'll just get there. And then again, first thing this morning, where are we staying? There's going to be a tornado and 70-mile-an-hour winds. I'm like, okay. Like, we're not flying through it.
Hey, yeah. The Ohio State's not talking until Wednesday anyways.
Well, we had debated back and forth about the value of going over to listen to Tony Petitti on Tuesday. It's not absolutely mandatory necessity for our jobs to do that. It is helpful because, especially on the Buckeye Show, we talk a great deal about, you know, what the Big Ten decisions, what the college football playoff expansion, what NIL, what Congress is doing, how that impacts Ohio State. And Tony Petitti has a key role in that, obviously. So to hear him talk about that, the one opportunity that we really get a year, like, well, we probably shouldn't miss that. But we had, you know, really debated that because when it comes to and Matt, you mentioned this earlier, hearing from every other coach in the league or you know, staying there for 3 days, like, you know, that I think there's not much value for us to hear that and then convey that back to Columbus. If they want to hear from, like, we could easily have on a beat writer from Eugene, Oregon to talk about Dan Lanning and what he learned at Media Days. That'd be more valuable than what I heard. He knows everything about their depth chart. He or she, I should say, would know everything about that person the same way that in their market, you know, they want to talk to me or Berm or you or for college basketball, Jacob Reimer. You know, that's sort of the way that, you know, the media, ecosystem works these days.
Exactly.
But we did ultimately decide let's get over there, listen to Tony Petitti and who knows what can come out of that conversation. Cause it might be the world's worst press conference or Well, maybe he'll actually make some news that we can use.
Well, I know one person that probably does not want to go is Kyle Whittingham, because there's going to be a lot of questions asked of him of what's going on up there at Ann Arbor with the Michigan Athletic Department, with Ward Manuel, all of that. There was news on his situation. It takes the turn we all thought it would. I think it just took longer to get there. We'll discuss it coming up. It is the Buckeye Show. Matt Fontaine, Austin Ward, Jacob Ryan with you tonight right here.
You feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 40 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp presented by Safe Light and Bob's Discount Furniture, happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 6th through August 8th. Don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Buckeyes to purchase your tickets today.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is the Buckeye Show.
I don't understand firing people for cause and knowing exactly everything they did and still going, oh.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource. Today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams, the agile, get it done teams, the achieve more together teams, and the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The start of the second leg of the Ohio Cup will have to wait. The Reds and Guardians will begin tonight's game in a weather delay. No new start time has been announced at this time. Cleveland has to take 2 out of 3 in the series to reclaim the cup. College football Big Ten Media Days are set to get underway tomorrow in Chicago. Ohio State was named the preseason pick to win the Big Ten by USA Today, along with Jeremiah Smith being voted the preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. Other college football news, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel was given $7.1 million as part of his separation agreement with the school. Manuel agreed to step down following investigations into the school's athletic department. And in the NFL, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Vita Vea has requested a trade from the Buccaneers, this coming after failed attempts at a contract extension. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Well, they say birds of a feather flock together. There's something about that Patriots organization. Belichick keeps hiring Josh McDaniels back, and then Vrabel keeps hiring Josh McDaniels back, and then Mike Lombardi is always there. Scott Pioli. We'll get into it, other stories as well around college football with the Pulse. Matt Fontana, Austin Ward, Jacob Reimer's got the Pulse. Take it away.
Yeah, so you were just talking about Bill Belichick, and last year we had the Bill Belichick Pulse, basically, because that's all it was.
God, it was great. What
him,
a time.
Him and Jordan and all that. Well, unfortunately, I picked a bad day to wear a North Carolina shirt because they're back in the news today.
Yeah, basketball, not football, right?
Yes, it is. It's basketball.
Go. There you go.
Because I was just down there. It's not... I didn't pick up any intel, though. I did not know this was coming
just
down.
A new shirt?
Yeah, just a brand new shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reimer's driving around with his family, and he's like, is that Mike Lombardi doing something nefarious? What is going on?
Those Wait cameras are pointing the wrong way.
Wait a minute. What's he doing over there?
Well.
Nobody knows, actually, what he was doing.
It's true.
Yep. They placed him on paid administrative leave today with reports of it being from... an HR violation and a complaint was sent in from a former UNC employee. And there's more to this. It came down from Pablo Torre that UNC's football team is being investigated by the College Sports Commission, the entity that handles compliance and enforcement of the NCAA and NIL rules. So they've got stuff on, they've got more stuff on their hands now.
Yeah. I mean, nobody knows, right, Austin? Like, it's just, yeah, it's an HR report and the NCAA and this other side of things. This is a family show. You can go find what Mike Lombardi was accidentally or maybe purposely reposting on his Instagram account. It's a two-letter word that sometimes is referred to as an outfielder in baseball. If you know where I'm going with that, then you know what was going on there. I don't know. And I mean, at the end of the day, when I just see... so many people on Twitter with pretty much the same opinion of Mike Lombardi, which is the same opinion that I have of him through people in Cleveland when he was here with the Browns, kind of makes sense. Just saying. My thing is, I understand there's loyalty in business and whatever you do, right? You network, you market, you know people, you're out of a job, a friend that you know or somebody that you gave work to in the past, he hooks you up, he does this, that kind of stuff. But, like, Belichick, I'm not even just Lombardi, but even some of the other hires down there, I'm like, it's college, man. Like, what are you doing? And you've helped these guys for decades with their career. Like, you still owe him this to bring him in and do this kind of stuff? And I'm not even saying what he's talking about. I'm just talking about work. Like, you couldn't find somebody more qualified to do the job of being the general manager of UNC football than Michael Lombardi. You just needed a handout. Another paycheck to a buddy. I'm kind of glad it came back and bit him in the rear on this time.
And not just any paycheck, Matt. I mean, he at the time, he was the highest paid. He may still be the highest paid college football general manager in the sport. I believe it's almost $2 million that he's being paid, which goes to your point. What did he do to earn this? How is he qualified to go be a college football general manager? Yes, it is a lot more professionalized than has ever been, but there is still no draft. You are still recruiting. You still may have to have a feel for the salary cap, but that's not the same when You're competing against 130 other teams for the same signatures, and the evaluation process is not streamlined for you with the Senior Bowl and every bit of game tape being sent directly to you as an NFL organization. And I'm not meaning any of that to belittle the job of an NFL general manager or front office person or even head coach that Bill Belichick had such tremendous success. I'm bringing that up to say the roles are completely different and the sport is governed in a very different way. You need experience in this level of in college football experience more than you ever have. And it's also changing every single year. So to come in completely blind the way that both of these two did, Bill Belichick and Mike Lombardi a year ago, I don't know how North Carolina could have expected anything different right. than this. Like, that's the way that they talked themselves into it, it makes absolutely no sense to me. It never did.
And that's where I'm not going to say this is going to be the last year for Bill Belichick. It's not much longer.
Last year should have been the last year.
Yeah, it should have been. And it's really, I don't want to say been a disgrace because that's pretty harsh, but you're borderline getting into that because it's not just that you suck on the field. Now you got this stuff going on. Like, you're starting to enter that portal of it just being an unmitigated disaster.
It's a clown show.
It is. I mean, it was kind of already that, show. But you got the girlfriend stuff, the reality show, like all this other stuff. Is this what you wanted? Is this your end goal, UNC athletic department, when you thought that this was going to be a good idea?
No, they thought they were getting 7 Super Bowl rings.
Well, that was the other thing, guys, that I don't even know. I mean, I was doing the Buckeye Show. I might have even done a show with you guys. We talked about this, and I said this, and I'm going to say it again here. What part of Bill Belichick talking to a 17-year-old kid and his family did you think was going to resonate?
Like, worked on Jordan Hudson.
Maybe that's it. Was she in on these recruiting pitches and trips and meet this girl that's on Instagram and all that? Like,
sign my textbook, old man?
Yeah, you see these rings, kids, and they're sitting there going, "What are those?" You're just like, "What are they going to tell stories about Paul Brown? Are you going to tell about the time that he was? Oh, you know, I really developed, Tom Brady." They're like, "You mean Tom Brady that's basically been retired longer than he's played for my lifetime?" Like, we're getting into that era, Bill. Like, we're there.
Oh, the guy that slapped Logan Paul last week.
That don't get me started on that. And that midlife crisis that's going on over there with those guys. New GM at UNC football. Just make it Tom Brady. That'll just kind of button everything up there.
No, stop that. Don't even put that in the ether.
Don't do that.
I don't need it to become even more of a clown show down there in Chapel Hill.
It is.
This is a step closer to my want and goals of it just focusing on the basketball program.
You're about there.
I know.
The football program is...
That's what they should be saying. You know what, guys? We tried.
Yeah.
We tried.
We're going to stick to basketball and women's soccer.
We had Mac Brown here, and he had Sam Howell was great. He had Drake May, who was great. He made it to the Super Bowl. Okay, it was a good run. Let's just focus on basketball.
Did you guys see that Sean Payton story from a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
He actually pitched the Denver Broncos on letting Bill coach until he got the record.
I said, why not do it now?
Yeah, it's still an option, Sean.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I how disingenuous that would be. I don't know if you guys are King of the Hill fans, but there's an episode that makes me think of that. It's out of a cartoon. It's terrible. We'll see. And I'm really interested to see because I'm giving this 48 hours and it's going to get the lid blown off of what Lombardi was doing. It's not going to take very long. Now Pablo Torre is on it. It's not going to take very long.
That guy is the king of uncovering everything right with Bill Belichick in North Carolina. So
let's see what happened with Kyle Shanahan too. But that's another story for another day. Reimer next.
So
there's theories on that.
I just saw this a little bit ago on the old Twitter machine from CBS Sports.
X the everything app.
The X the everything app. Sorry, Elon. CBS Sports PR put out
Hudson on that.
They are adding Brian Kelly and Doug Peterson as college football analysts for 2026. Kelly to serve as an analyst on select games, as studio analyst on Inside College Football on Tuesdays, and contribute to CBS Sports HQ. Peterson to call select games on CBS Sports Network.
Why is Doug Peterson getting them?
That I don't get. And actually, I like Doug Peterson. I do not care.
They wanted to make it more than just Brian Kelly.
I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to watch people that you like. And I don't think there's many people that like Brian Kelly. Maybe I'm missing the boat on this. I don't know.
He's only getting the like CBS Sports Network games, right, Reimer? Is that... not going to be getting like...
It just says select, it says select games.
He can't be on the CBS, like the the big 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, you're not going to put him on any of those Big Ten games.
I'd be disgusted. Imagine him being the analyst for Ohio State, Oregon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to listen to him. Like,
I don't either.
I don't really. So it's, I'm out.
You don't apologize for it.
Brad Nessler, and then Lee Davis, Charles Davis is their lead analyst. Of course, he was in the news. Unfortunately, he left ESPN. Jenny Dell. So yeah, he's going to be on Inside College Football. Like, would you listen to him and Tom McCarthy call a game?
No,
I'm trying to look up who some of their.
I'm out on that.
I'm out.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe when Tom Herman was filling in, I heard him randomly on one of the Wyoming games a couple years ago, because the CBS Sports Network has a deal with the Mountain West. I don't know if that's still in place or not after all the changes.
No.
With that's my fear,
because
I don't anticipate CBS just shooting him straight to the top of that list, as much money as they spend for that primetime window and Big Ten games. Like, that's not going to happen. But
so he's not on Sunday. He's not. I'm sorry, Sundays. He's not going to be. He's only on a studio analyst on Inside College Football on Tuesday. So on Saturdays, you will only see him as the color guy on select games.
If he's calling the Border
War, it doesn't say what games. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you got a better shot with Doug Peterson, because it's just doing specific CBS Sports Network.
Well, right, he's only CBS Sports Network games. It does not say that.
But Brian Kelly's doing a lot more, so it would make you think that he's going to be elevated quickly.
And I would rather listen to Doug Peterson, because I think he's going to be using it as a 3.5 hour audition to get another job. Because Brian Kelly has spent the last 6 months. Anyone who will interview him, you know, he talked to my friend John Bryce at USA Today a couple months ago, and we got a ton of College Football Pulse stories out of that. And he's like, I'm going to use AI to go look back at what I did wrong and how I can get better. It's like, how? AI is not going to fix your on-field product or your personality or anything else that went wrong at LSU or why you tapered out at Notre Dame. Like, that Claude is not going to fix it.
No. And I also have the vibe that he's just going to do the games acting like he knows more than everybody else when it comes to
football. Well, he is still Brian Kelly, so
yeah. And that's going to be just a really hard listen that I don't want to sign up for, and I hope he just doesn't get all the big games. Well, it is a Monday, and we'll get Austin's three big thoughts, because obviously we've got Media Day coming up, Ohio State getting ready to go for camp, so we'll get all that coming up. You're listening to Buckeye Show.
Right here. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team, and they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
As America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept! And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
The future for recycling is now at Rumpke Waste & Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showers and storms are in the forecast here for tonight, and a few of them could produce some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. We'll see lows down into the upper 60s to near 70. Showers and storms will be possible early on Tuesday, but we'll get some sunshine in here by the afternoon and highs into the mid-80s. We are tracking more sunshine and drier conditions here for Wednesday and Thursday with highs into the lower 80s and back to the mid-80s on Friday with more sunshine. That's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Kicking the week off strong here on The Buckeye Show. He's Austin Ward. I'm Matt Fontana. Jacob Reimer with you. And Austin, one of the favorite things that I know you love to do is your three thoughts on a lot of different subjects and things. And today it's a Monday edition, a pre-media day edition. Austin, your three thoughts on this beautiful Monday.
Yeah, kicked off this busy media week with a conversation with Ohio State linebacker Peyton Pierce earlier today at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Television's Adam King and myself sat down and had about 20-25 minutes with him. It was great. He is a fun personality, great representative for Ohio State, and a darn good linebacker as well. I think it's interesting, sort of the conversation around Ohio State's linebackers, and not necessarily specific to Peyton Pierce, but I think it probably impacts him more than others, in that the way that we talk about position battles, position groups, the next guy up, often does a little bit of a disservice to someone, you know, like Peyton Pierce, who, you know, James Laurinaitis would be one of the first people to tell you this. They had three starters last year at linebacker, and those other two did play way more snaps. They were wildly productive. And then, by the way, they were top 10 NFL draft picks. And replacing Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese is not easy. But I think, you know, if you talk to people in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, not just James Laurinaitis, but Mickey Marotti, Anthony Schlegel, folks that have been around practice, OTAs, workouts, you know, Peyton Pierce is one of the most important people, I think, returning for Ohio State. And no, on paper, he's not a returning starter. And some of the intrigue about, well, what's Christian Allegro going to do? You know, Jalen McClain singled him out a couple weeks ago as in a similar conversation that we had on the beat. You know, he's a player to watch and someone that's really making a push. Or you have, you know, TJ Alford get a dude of the week early on in summer and Riley Pettijohn get one last week. It's like, oh, here come these next guys. They're about to slide into this lineup and take the spot. That's not going to happen, you know, with Peyton Pierce. And there's a lot of, I think, you know, Cody Simon to his game. He is not nearly as tall or long as Sonny Styles, but the way that he approaches the game is also very similar. The communication skills, the leadership, the understanding of the game. And he's also, I think, a much better athlete than Peyton Pierce than he tends to get credit for. But all that is to say that, you know, Matt, to sit down with him and really get his thoughts going into camp, that's, I thought there was a decent chance that he was going to be selected to go represent Ohio State in Chicago this week. But I think, and he kind of joked about it in the end of the interview, he's like, well, Jalen McClain was a starter last year and Kenyatta Jackson was right there as well. So even though the conversation about him is he was the third starter, he's going to be in the starting lineup and on the field a ton in the regular season and beyond for Ohio State. I don't know that he's fully got, you know, the credit for that. That extends to, you know, not having a chance to, a lot of players still do want it, even though it is a bit of a burden. Like, to go be represented as one of the better, highest profile players in the league is an accomplishment all to itself. But I think he also won't miss out on 6 or 7 hours of nonstop conversation and talking about himself, because when you're talking about these guys who are key leaders, they don't want that conversation to be about Peyton Pierce. He wants to talk about the other linebackers. He talked about John Walker, you know, for another thing. You know, Adam has been asking these guys to name someone on offense, someone on defense who's flashed, someone who's not getting enough attention. That's how Christian Allegro's name came up from Jalen McClain. And the one that Peyton Pierce named today was John Walker. And I think that's a pretty key one. You know, a linebacker looking up there at a big defensive tackle, can he eat up blockers? Can he free up linebackers to go flow and make plays and give clear up the vision for them? Sounds like John Walker's in a good position to do that. And a lot of the other sort of preseason projection has focused on James Smith on the inside of defensive tackle. That's not to say he's not doing that, but if John Walker is also doing that alongside Edric Houston, that continues to bode well for Ohio State in the trenches there.
You know, he mentioned Peyton Pierce, where a lot of people maybe were introduced to him with the fumble in the college football playoff game. And I'm kind of with you, Austin, where I was like, he was showing stuff before that.
He was,
and,
yeah.
And you could see him. And like you said, it was hard because that true linebacker spot, there's really only two of them in this defense and kind of how they play it. And now Arvell was a rusher, kind of listed as a linebacker. You expect there to really only be the two with, I would assume, Allegro and Pierce to be the starters. I am a Riley Pettyjohn fan. I'm sure he'll get some time as well. But I even think about that group of, yeah, I feel very confident about Pierce and Allegro being your starters with Riley Pettyjohn there, with Al Ford. I mean, I know Sincere Johnson is still just a freshman, but I am super excited to see his career, you know, down there in Columbus, especially coming up from the Cleveland area. And that linebacker position was one that, I just think it's always produced really, really good NFL players out of Ohio State. I mean, it starts with some of the legends that you know, Bobby and AJ and things like that. But I think that's been one of the most consistently good positions at Ohio State has been linebacker. And I'm excited for this next era of these guys to get their time.
Yeah. And at the same time, Matt, I mean, it did take a little bit of a dip, even though there were still really good NFL players coming out. If you think about, you know, the era with Jerome Baker and then giving way to Pete Warner, these guys have made really, you know, long, healthy, productive careers at the NFL level. But if you think back to 2019 and some of the woes for the defense in 2018, there was a stretch there of 5 or 6 years where Ohio State was not racking up the all Big Ten accolades at the level that they were accustomed to. Because if you zoom out and you take Ohio State football over the last 70 years, you're going to be looking at some of the best linebackers to ever play at the college level or at the NFL level. But there, you go into the micro. There was that period there, and you know, Billy Davis was hired, and that was probably not the perfect fit from a recruiting standpoint or from the development standpoint for the guys on that roster. And there was, you know, the transition there with Kerry Combs and Matt Barnes at coordinator. It was like things did not fit that perfectly. And you know, that we don't have to, you know, point fingers or name names, but you know, throughout that era, even if you were getting really solid play from a tough Borland, it wasn't gonna light the world on fire in the eyes of the NFL scouts. And certainly there were games where it may have created other issues for Ohio State, you know, in terms of schematics and athleticism and matching up in certain scenarios that I think everybody remembers quite well at the end of the 2020 season. But, you know, none of that, I'm not saying any of that to point fingers at the players that were on the field. They were all doing their best. And again, some of them became really good pros after they left. But now you're in this scenario with James Laurinaitis where it's an ongoing renaissance that not just takes you back to some of those glory days in the mid-2000s and all those names you mentioned, Matt, to go back even further, but maybe even elevate it. This has never happened in terms of what Sonny Styles and Arvel Reese just did as NFL draft picks. And Peyton Pierce is in charge of this next wave. He's taken the baton. He's going to be the leader of that group. He knows he's going to get high-level coaching from James Laurinaitis. Who else is ready to make that jump alongside of him? Will it be Christian Allegro, TJ Alford, Riley Pettijohn, some combination of all those guys, Garrett Stover? The Buckeyes are not short on options there, which also takes me back to the point that James Laurinaitis has done a phenomenal job of upgrading that, developing that, recruiting to that. He needed to dip into the transfer portal here with Allegro. We'll see what the Buckeyes get out of that in a short window. It seems like a lot of the feedback to that has been positive, but you know, those silver bullets and the backerhood, as James Laurinaitis has termed it, go back for so many decades that when it took a slight dip and you could notice it, you're like, that seems really out of character for an Ohio State defense to not be built around 1, 2, 3 linebackers that it can count on. And now, you know, think about this group. They're unproven. You know, for Peyton Pierce, he still hasn't been that full-time starter. That's a new thing for him to go do. Christian Allegro is coming over from Wisconsin. Riley Pettijohn has only flashed in a couple games. TJ Walford has really only done that on the practice field. You know, I think all the pieces are there. And I don't even really, in my mind, I don't view it as a question mark because their coach, position coach, has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he knows what he's doing around there as a player and as a coach throughout his career. But you still look at that group. It's like, okay, well, Ohio State needs those guys to fully tap into their potential if they're going to be that same silver bullet unit that we saw for the last couple years and last year under Matt Patricia as well.
All right, you normally say three. It was kind of one that we ended up.
I don't know.
Anything else quickly? I just want to give you the floor on two and three.
The secret is they're like 1,000 thoughts all crammed into me, just blurting into a microphone.
Well, underrated position that I love is linebacker, and I'll definitely be talking about it a lot coming up this season. Because again, you're replacing two, like you said, top 10 guys in the NFL. It's not easy to do, but Pierce played a lot. I'm excited about Legro. Got the backups there. It's going to be a good time. Well, from one legend to another, we've got Chris Carter sending some praise toward a current Buckeye. And I loved this clip from Carlos Lockton, running back coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it from the weekend. It was a tough week last week for the running back room. We'll hear from Locke. We'll hear from Chris Carter. Comes your way 2 minutes away here on the
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
I try not to get zappy when it comes to legends, speaking about current players, whatever the sport is, right? Like whatever sport you're a fan of or whatever team you're a fan of. It can sometimes, I think, come off disingenuous when former great players of the team talk about players on the current team. But I also love it because I think it's cool that they're involved, that the alumni still watch, and especially when it's somebody like Chris Carter, who's one of the greatest Buckeyes of all time, and when he has some praise towards a quarterback, I'm going to take that. He's Austin Ward. I'm Matt Fontana. Jacob Reimer here with you tonight on the Buckeye Show presented by CareSource. So, Reimer, this tell me where this was on. Chris Card was on a podcast, right? Fully Loaded. Is that Cam Newton's thing?
I believe so. I'm not entirely sure. I just know it's the Fully Loaded podcast.
Okay, Fully Loaded podcast. I will get proper credit here after the clip. But Chris Carter was on it, and he had some nice things to say about Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. Let's hear it.
Redshirt freshman from Belle Fountain, Ohio. He looks like a version of Patrick Mahomes. Really good athlete. Can be a dual threat. Is more of a pocket passer. Had a great spring. Good looking prospect. And I think what Ryan Day and the quarterbacks that he's developed, he's a better thrower than Justin Fields. Not as good a runner as Justin Fields, but man, I don't want to see a guy running like Justin Fields is running. Because ultimately it hurts your growth and develop as a passer, especially anticipating down the field. I saw him this year, spent the week with the Buckeyes in spring football. Yes, he looks like the next starting quarterback. If our guy Justin Sand decides to leave college with 2 years of eligibility left, the Buckeyes are going to be in good hands. Him and Chris Henry Jr. and a bunch of other Brown, the little kid from Trotwood, Madison. Yeah, I've done my high school scouting. Yes, okay. Future NFL quarterback.
Love it. And that's actually Chris Carter's own podcast. He hopes that with Sean Manacki, who is a entrepreneur. It's a Blue Wire Daylight Media podcast. So shout out to Fully Loaded. Catch it on YouTube. And that was a clip there, Chris Carter talking about Tavian St. Clair. And Austin, I know you and I have talked about him before, where I'm so excited for this young man. I love it that he's just that Columbus kid who said, I was born to play quarterback at Ohio State. I'm sure there was temptation coming out of high school. I'm sure there was temptation this offseason for people trying to pull him away. You know, and I'm not for a second wishing Julian out the door, right? I want him to make the best decision for him. But I'm also, like, in the same breath, excited to see Tavian get a shot to be the starter. And I hope he's a starter for a couple of years. And I do think that opportunity is going to come his way next year.
Yeah, I think seeing Chris Carter back around the program, seeing him, we saw him at those practices in spring camp. He was very engaged. Certainly, current Buckeyes staff members are thrilled to have him around. I think they would probably, though, if you were giving them a truth serum or a lie detector, say it'd be better if maybe Chris Carter would throttle back down a little bit on the praise for Tavian St. Clair. And I'm not trying to argue with what Chris Carter saw. He knows more football than, and has forgotten more football than I will ever know. He certainly knows what he would want a quarterback to look like throwing him the football. So none of this is from me questioning his evaluation, what he saw. In any way, shape, or form. I think what Ohio State is looking for, because anyone who goes into the Woody and puts eyeballs on Tavian St. Clair working out or throwing routes on air or opportunities against twos or threes when he's got opportunities in the pocket that's clean, he is wildly impressive. And everybody that had a ticket in the horseshoe in April saw him uncork the deep ball and know what the velocity is when the ball comes out of his hands. All those physical tools are really, really elite. And a Patrick Mahomes type comparison is not out of bounds in really any way. It might be premature, but all the things that you see with the way that he throws the football, the ability to move and get out of the pocket, it's all true. Like, no one will argue that part. What you're waiting to see, and Chris Carter mentioned it, and he talked about Belle Fountain and the level of football. You know, it used to be, and the way that he came up in high school football was a lot easier for someone with Tavian St. Clair's skill set. To take the next step, it's going to be all about the mental side of the game and understanding the speed of the game and the challenge that comes with competing week in and week out against high-level opponents. You look at Ohio State's schedule right now, if something happens to Julian Sain and Tavian St. Clair needs to step in, there will be no training wheels. You're going straight into the deep end. And, you know, I think there was so much optimism coming out of the spring game just from, you know, I think the fan base getting a chance to put eyes on what he's doing and what that development process is like for him physically. The mental side, there were still some throws that I think had Ohio State, you know, saying, all right, well, you're not done. Or a reminder that there's still coaching that has to happen here, even just against Ohio State's defense and not Oregon or not going on the road to play Indiana or any of those things, which is still weird for me to say. But and so I think, you know, tapping the brakes a little bit on that is still a good idea, and not for any other reason, just because it would be, I think, a little bit unfair to heap all of that on Tavian St. Clair right now when he's probably not ready for all that responsibility to be heaped on his shoulders. Not to say that he won't get there, but at least right now, you know, to have Chris Carter taking that out to this national audience and having an NFL legend like that talking about you, I'm sure that it won't distract Tavian St. Clair at all from the work that's on his plate and Billy Fessler getting his attention and Ryan Day telling him you got to work on this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, if that spins into a different narrative that's like, well, Tavian can actually push Julian Sain in training camp or next week when they get on the field, like, that's not really reality.
No, and that's a narrative that, you know, it's so hard, Austin, because I want to see you say that's not based in fact, but it's not true because, you know, you never know, right? Like, you never know. Number one, hopefully Julian does not get hurt, but you want to be ready to get in there. Coaches hate that.
Yeah.
Going into camp and going, nope, that job is locked, because they want competition. They want guys to be playing and practicing hard and doing all the right things. But I'm with you, Austin. Like, and this is, again, as somebody who's a giant Tavian St. Clair fan, there is no way that Julian Sain is not going to be your starting quarterback for this season, again, barring injury or just catastrophically horrible play, which I do not see happening. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That guy was a Heisman finalist a year ago, and really, I think, has even another level that he can get to with this offense this season coming up. And it's the same thing you could say to Tavian. All that can be you. All of these things can be you. It's just maybe not right now. We still need you to work. We still need you to be ready in case of that scenario potentially happening. But there is no reason. Yes, are you maybe the, I'm going to say, polar opposite, because it's not like Julian Small per se. But yes, you are very different in how you two are going to approach the position. But we still think you can be in the same spot as him when it is your time. And it's just not your time yet.
And that's fine. You know,
yeah,
he,
they're not wrong with that, right?
He does need to be ready to take a step forward as the backup for Ohio State. If something happens, he's the guy that's going to step in. The same thing that's true at the top of the depth chart, I think, is also true in the number two spot with Tavian St. Clair relative to Justin Martin. Like, Tavian will be the guy because of those physical tools that, you know, the edge in veteran experience that Justin Martin has, I don't think can trump what Tavian St. Clair might become if they have to throw him out there and then really zip through that learning curve to get into the level that Ohio State has clearly believed for 4+ years that he can reach in a Ryan Day system, or working with Billy Fessler, having Mickey Marotti, you know, develop that body and get it ready for college football and beyond. It's not unusual. Like, lots of red shirt freshmen are in that same spot, lacking experience, lacking the knowledge of what it takes to go attack the best opponents and the best defenses and the best athletes in the country on a week by week basis. You know, he might be slightly behind because of where he played high school football, but that's also not Tavian St. Clair's fault. It's just part of what his journey is going to look like. And there's, I can say for sure, like Chris Carter and everybody else, it is easy to be wowed when you see Tavian St. Clair work out, when you throw the football, pads, no pads, doesn't matter. But I think if you're looking at this from the perspective of getting ready for next Thursday, going out to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, there's still a laundry list of things that Tavian St. Clair has to really do before he could even be ready to be, you know, for Ohio State to have true confidence in that backup quarterback to go out there and deliver if they need that to happen.
All right, we'll get to hashtag Buckeyes coming up, including a clip that I've seen a lot going around on social media. It's Carlos Lachlan. He's the running backs coach for Ohio State, and he cuts it only one way on how he treats his players. We'll get to that. And just for you, Reimer, because I saw Jardy had this tweet today, we've got some updates on Ohio State basketball recruiting and a recruit coming up for 2027. So we'll get to that with hashtag Buckeyes. It's coming your way next. It is the Buckeye Show, presented by Carasaurus, right here.
Here at The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th.
For over 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp presented by Safe Light and Bob's Discount Furniture, happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 6th through August 8th. Don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Buckeyes to purchase your tickets today.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters.
Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and Header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
As always, we wrap it up with a little hashtag Buckeyes. We'll hear from Carlos Lachlan on the football side of things. We start a little basketball. He's Austin Ward. I'm Matt Fontana. This is just for Jacob Reimer, because I'm sure you already saw this, Reimer. You're excited. Saw this from Adam Jardy. Of course, the great Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch, covering the basketball side of things. Ohio State in the final six for Joshua Tyson. He is a four-star 2027 guard. Ohio State going to be going up against Michigan State, Xavier, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, and Clemson as his top six. Reimer, I quickly kind of looked him up, about 6'2", 6'3", but he's got an insane wingspan of 6'9", which is pretty impressive. Now, I don't know if you know, I'm putting you on the spot here. I see him listed as out of Indiana, but then on his Twitter bio it says Lakota West, which would be Ohio.
Yeah, I think last year he was playing at Lakota West, so
went to Indiana.
So he's a local guy right in here in our backyard. So it'd be a really nice get. He's really athletic and is really active around the rim. Strong finisher, has some pretty nice bounce to him as well. He can get up there, and with those long arms, like that's going to be pretty impressive if Jake Diebler is able to pull him off.
Does seem to be a real trend, Reimer, of Jake Diebler not just adding size in the front court, but also getting some, you know, pretty physically well-built guys in the backcourt. You look at the way that these summer open practices have been, and the back and forth battles that you're seeing with, you know, Justin Pippen and Junie Mobley, or bringing in these transfers who have years of experience in development, and you can see it the way that they play the game. Like they are going to be tough defenders, and they're not going to be afraid to take charges, and they're going to push you around a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you were saying, it's not just getting bigger in the front court. Like, you want to get bigger every place. Get great positional size. Like, I just look at Illinois last year. Like, Keaton Wagler was their starting point guard, and he was 6'5". Like, I don't think they started anybody shorter than him. Like, if you, that gives yourself a pretty big advantage when you're matchup wise, you're bigger than everybody else. That's going to be a major factor in games. And if if Jake Dieber can continue to do this, like it's going to pay off analytically wise and in the record and the records as well. Like I think it's going to really pay off.
Quick update on the Reds Guardians game canceled for tonight. So they're going to do a doubleheader tomorrow.
Oh, yikes.
Don't tell Brian.
You see, they canceled the game. We should have left.
Of course,
should have left.
On ESPN tonight too. If you, unless you were tuning in after us here and listening on here, like Chase Burns on ESPN, the Ohio Cup,
gonna pitch.
And, oh man,
it was not going to go well for my Guardians tonight. So maybe that'll help a little bit tomorrow to get him off his game a little bit. But yes, they'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. 1:40. They're going to do a split doubleheader. Not really a fan of. I like the traditional, but that's just me.
Got to charge extra.
Well, that's what I loved about it, because like the Guardians, I've been same. You know, when they weren't good, I'm not saying they're great now, but there's some games where they're like, yeah, we don't care. Just find a seat.
Just,
you know,
come on,
I mean?
In.
Like, just come on in. Or especially early in the season, I've been to doubleheaders before, and it's just those are the best. But tomorrow is going to be, yeah, they got to kick everybody out. So 1:40. Fans holding, this is just for you, Austin. Fans holding tickets for tonight's game may present their same ticket for the makeup game tomorrow with no exchange necessary. And hey, they're going to roll over the 3-2-1 Tuesday promotion for both games tomorrow.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Let's go.
That's really nice.
What a gift.
Yeah. 7:10 for the second game. No problem there. But there you go. So done and done. All right, I've teased this Carlos Lachlan clip for a half an hour now. Let's get to it. So obviously it was a rough week last week with David Gabriel Georges, and I'm not knocking the young man. Made his decision. He's going to go to Tennessee. A lot of people looking at Ohio State. A lot of people looking at Carlos Lachlan. What happened? You put all your eggs in the basket. You really don't even have any running backs for that recruiting class now. And it just kind of came to this clip of Carlos Lachlan talking about how he kind of approaches his job and how he approaches things in that running back room. He was speaking yesterday at the Woody. Here's Carlos Lachlan.
It's a mindset.
The harder you are,
I don't even say nothing in the game. It's a mindset. No, they didn't come here for me to be nice to them. I told them, I ain't your best friend. I'm not trying to be your best friend. If you want to be my friend, guess how you be my friend? Make plays. Do your job. We can be best friends all day then. You told me you wanted to become the best running back. You wanted to be developed. Well, guess what that takes? That takes me having tough love sometimes. That takes me having to get at you sometimes. I'm not going to cheat you, because I damn sure I'm going to cheat myself. I'm going to go at you. So that's where that comes from. So I can't demonstrate it. It ain't like it's an act. It's just when I'm out there on the field, I am going at my kids.
That was Carlos Lachlan, running back coach. And actually, I saw it first from Quinshon Judkins, because he's up here in Cleveland now, and Quinshon quote retweeted it, and he just put the 100 emoji. So I'm not saying that it would ever be just lip service from somebody from Ohio State or from Coach Lachlan there, but you got the backup there from Quinshon saying, like, no, that's who he is. And obviously, you're out there a lot, Austin. You know Carlos Lachlan much better than I. But that just sounds like a guy that I would love my kid to go play for. And every time I hear a clip from him, I keep saying the same thing. Like, I want somebody like that that's going to push a kid to be their best and ultimately doing what's needed for the team.
And Berman, I say this almost every time when there is a running back's position day in the spring, or when we get into training camp and we hear from Locke again, or you see him, the way he coaches, even – you know, high school kids, junior high kids, in those one day camps in June at the Woody, and something he doesn't like, you're going to see an eighth grader doing up downs and doing push ups. Like he's that way all the time. It's
you
genuine
consistency. You don't like people that are somebody different for different people, and that's just not how he operates.
That's not how Locke operates. Not based on my experience, and I think Quinshon Judkins can vouch for that. I know Travion Henderson would as well. Anybody, you know, going back throughout his career and following the line of work that he was in before he got into coaching, this is a no-nonsense person who has seen some interesting things in his lifetime. So he's not going to be, I think, intimidated by five stars, by one stars, by NIL conversations. He's going to be the same guy regardless. And I've always been really impressed by that. I hear something from him every time that he talks into a microphone that's like, that is incredibly profound. I think, Ryan, what was it, earlier in the spring, it was the difference between, you know, throwing dirt on somebody and planting soil. And I was like, you probably didn't invent that. You definitely didn't. But I don't know that I had ever heard it as a coaching mantra. And that happens a lot around Locke. So I know that people are, you know, looking at the David Gabriel George recruitment and everything that happened there and trying to find logic and justification for it. You know, I would say that this is not a scenario where David Gabriel George didn't want to be coached by Carlos Lachlan. I think that they had, by all accounts, a really close relationship, and it will probably stay that way moving forward in case that door reopens again. But if you need a little extra caffeine boost and you don't have anything in the fridge, just turn on a clip of Carlos Lachlan talking.
There is energy there. There is. And yeah, I think it's a bigger conversation. I know you've talked a lot about it last. So I thought about it even for this show, guys, like bringing it up. And I know it's been discussed kind of at length about it. And I guess just my outsider take is, like, I want to just make this clear. I wish nothing but David Gabriel George nothing but the best.
Yeah. Man.
You know, he's a young man. He made a decision. I'm not every one of those people that hold it against him. It's all good. And outside of them playing Ohio State, best of luck to you, right? Like, go get it. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I also appreciate Ohio State. This is the best offer that we could, if it really was the NIL, which I know a lot of people are pointing fingers at, you know, that's cool, that's fine. If that's the decision, I say this not lightly, I know he's going to be a great player. We'll find somebody else. You know, they will. And I know that there's still, they don't have one on the books right now. There's plenty of time to flip a commitment. There's plenty of time to go into the transfer portal that's needed. I'm just going to go on the history of that position, which has been pretty strong over the last couple of years. We had a fly. Appreciate everybody joining us. It's the Buckeye Show. Right here.
Columbus Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property.